So you want to hear school students talk about their travel experiences, learnings, escapades, episodes, knowledge, incidents from all the corners of the globe. Terra Talk, platform from where young voices reach out to the world. Brought to you by EdTerra Adventures, committed to truly educational student travel.
Hi, this is Nirmay Nadekar from Euroschool Thane. I am from Grade 5. In this podcast, we are going to talk about the Kennedy Space Center as the mecca of space exploration. You may be wondering why Kennedy Space Center is called the mecca of space exploration. To know why, please continue listening to the podcast.
Terra Talk, a platform from where young voices reach out to the world.
Welcome back, listeners. I am Ved Khade from Euroschool Thane. NASA was first founded by the President Dwight Eisenhower in 1958. The Rocket Garden is a display of missiles surrounding rockets are usually in an outdoor setting. In the space shuttle experience, we were sitting in a shuttle which turned 90 degrees. It felt like we were in real space shuttle. In the section of dying astronaut Dan Taney gave us his experience about his first missions. In the bus tour, the guide told us about the 41 launch pads and NASA's main 52-story building in which the rockets were kept and built. They also told us about NASA's nature reserve with more than 1,500 species of plants and animals. They also told us about the future project of NASA, Artemis. One great structure here is the Atlantis Space Shuttle Museum. To get inside it, first see the fantastic movie inspired by the NASA scientists who made the Atlantis dream come true. After the movie, the screen gets transparent and you see the legendary Galactic Space Shuttle, which took America to new heights. The Atlantis flew 33 missions, which is a huge, glorious thing to me. We also paid respects to the two disasters happened of the Challenger and the Columbia. The IMAX movie shown here is also knowledgeable as we see NASA's great voyages to the universe. We also saw the Saturn V rocket, which is 36 stories tall and carried the greats Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin to the glorious marble surface of the moon. As the scientists of NASA say, it is the most complicated machine that they have ever built and is still complicated to operate. We also learned about the 17 Apollo missions which were carried by NASA. It was a great experience to visit this glorious place, full of legends and legendary stories. My listeners, this was Kennedy Space Center. We'll be right back for you. Keep listening to Terra Talk by EdTerra.
Terra Talk, a platform from where young voices reach out to the world.
To conclude this, everyone should visit the Kennedy Space Center at least once in their lifetime. We understand the importance and the significance of the astronauts, the shuttles, and the people who design the rockets. Kennedy Space Center tour has become an inspiration for my whole team, and we wish to go to space one day. It was a great experience to visit this magnificent piece of architecture and learn about our vast universe and NASA's legacy. It taught our team that we should always learn from our own failures and never give up on our own challenges. I want to thank my friends Dhairya, Ved, Ayush and Ethan for writing this beautiful podcast. I also thank my teacher, Ms. Mamta Bukanam, for allowing us to attend this fantastic trip. And finally, I thank Mr. Sohail sir and the whole EdTerra for organizing such a beautiful trip. Bye for now. I am Nirmay Nadekar here, wishing you a happy day and hope you like the post.
Like what you're listening? Stay tuned for new podcasts on edterra.com/terratalk.